the St. Louis area that each of the victims sustained one gunshot wound, and a handgun was found close to the bodies.
The third floor of a New York City house collapsed during a party Saturday night, injuring a dozen people. Correspondent Julie Walker gives us more of the details.
The New York City Fire Department says the third floor of the private home in Far Rockaway, Queens, collapsed onto the second floor during the party. One person was trapped and had to be extracted. Two people were taken to the hospital, one in serious condition.
20 delegates are at stake in today's presidential primary in Puerto Rico, but all four Republican candidates have seen their delegate totals grow today. Georgia's final results give Mitt Romney 6 delegates, while Newt Gingrich picked up 5. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnusanews.com.
If you're like me, every time you see an ad on TV about feeding hungry children, it touches your heart. You know children are starving. You want to do something, but things are pretty tough here right now. Go to usagoodness.com and find out how you could help feed hungry children while earning extra money to meet the needs of your own family. How great is that? I'm Andy Willoughby, and we'll show you how to be a social entrepreneur. Go to usagoodness.com or call 800-301-6177, 800-301-6177.
GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney says President Barack Obama is responsible for failure in Afghanistan. This audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday.
This does have the indications of a similarly failed withdrawal or failed completion effort on the part of this president, just like we saw in Iraq.
And fellow candidate Rick Santorum says the U.S. should commit to winning or get out. This audio courtesy of ABC's This Week.
The policy of this administration does something you simply can't do if you want to win a war, particularly against a guerrilla insurgent force, and that is give them hope that they can survive.
The early arrival of Washington, D.C.'s famous cherry blossoms does not seem to concern area residents. Donna and Greg Fabia from Virginia says there's no difference in the quality of the cherry blossoms, even with an early arrival.
No, they're just as pretty as usual.
Look nice.
They're probably as confused as we are.
Indianapolis Police Sergeant Linda Jackson says someone opened fire along Indianapolis's popular downtown canal area. This audio is courtesy of WTHR Television.
We have 5 victims, ages somewhere between early teens to 17, 18. We have got somebody that we're speaking to, but I have to say it's a person of interest and maybe a good witness. We do have individuals that we're speaking with. We have several detectives from various units also gathering information and following this through.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eggland's Best. In the world of eggs, Eggland's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eggland's Best tastes like no other. With more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love, it's no surprise that Eggland's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eggland's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eggland's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too. So why settle for any old egg when you can...
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We have a great show lined up for you today. Later in the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Pippin with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine to speak about the Great Ape Protection and Cost Savings Act. Did you know that United States is the only developed country in the world that continues the large-scale confinement of chimpanzees in laboratories? I mean, isn't it about time we end this needless pain, suffering, and psychological harm we force and inflict upon these animals? When in fact, and especially since research has shown invasive and destructive experimentations on great apes are both less effective and more costly than the alternatives. But first, we're going to be speaking about animal sanctuaries for farmed animals and the valuable work they do. And I will tell you, if you've never visited one of these farmed animal sanctuaries, you don't know what you're missing. It can truly be a life-changing experience for you and your family. And when I first learned about sanctuaries for farmed animals, animals who might have been slaughtered and consumed except for some fortunate twist of fate, I wondered, what's the point? You know, a few small sanctuaries around the country and the world are not going to have much impact on the rate of slaughter of animals overall. But I will tell you, after Peter and I had a chance to visit such a sanctuary, we came to understand them as not only a pleasant place for the animals to live out their lives, but educational and informational centers where people could learn the truth about the modern industry of livestock animals. Because as you know, modern operations which breed, grow, and slaughter pigs, cows, and poultry are quite brutal and nothing like the family farms of a couple generations ago. I mean, why do you think Iowa has just passed a law banning the video documentation of the cruel treatment of animals on factory farms? And why many more states are considering doing the same? Now, recently, more than 4,000 starving hens were rescued by the Animal Place Rescue Ranch, which raises the question, what does one do with all those animals? Well, to answer that and more about farmed animal sanctuaries and what they do for people and animals, I'm very pleased to welcome Kim Sterla, co-founder and director of Animal Place, which is not far from Sacramento. A graduate of UC Berkeley, Kim has been involved in the animal rights movement for more than 30 years. In addition to being an expert at pig communication, Kim has many legislative achievements, including drafting the first law in the country protecting pre-university students unwilling to participate in animal dissections. Welcome to Animals Today, Kim.
Thank you. Thanks for, Kim, for inviting me.
Oh, great. You're welcome. Kim, you're the director and co-founder of Animal Place. What is Animal Place and how did it get started?
Well, we're a sanctuary for farmed animals. We typically rescue those animals that people eat. So it's chickens and turkeys and pigs and cows and goats and sheep. And we started off about, oh, gosh, it's going to be 23 years this July. And it really began with the rescue of Zelda the pig. And that was a number of years ago. And I happened to be working at a humane society in the Bay Area, and there was this little piglet that was rescued from one of our animal control officers, and he brought her into the shelter, and she was screaming loudly, and we were oohing and aahing over her. And our adoption staff was trying to find her a home. She was with us for 2 weeks, and, you know, we couldn't find anybody who just wanted to take her in for her lifetime. Most people wanted to barbecue her when she became, you know, about 6 months of age, and we couldn't mm-hmm. allow that because we were a humane society. But then during that time, when we were trying desperately to find a home for Zelda the pig, we had a big fundraising event, and we were trying to enlarge the dog kennels. We needed money, and we had a large fundraising event, and one of the foods served at that event for our donors was ham that, unfortunately, everybody ate. And that was one of my aha moments. What's the difference? What's the moral difference between the pig and the cow? Why did this pig have value? Because she came in through our shelter doors as a rescue, and all the millions and millions of pigs slaughtered every year in the United States don't.
So did anyone else there at the fundraiser have that same aha moment?
No, no one else did have that aha moment. I was a vegetarian way back then. But it was just so interesting to watch these dedicated SPCA employees, you know, try so hard to find Zelda a home and spend their lunch breaks. You know, they would give her potato chips as they, instead of taking a smoke break back then, you know, they'd take a lunch break with Zelda. And this true bonding they had with her, but then this powerful disconnect about right. what, in fact, they were eating.
Yeah, it's so inconsistent, isn't it? Kim, what is the mission or what are the missions of Animal Place?
Well, we are a sanctuary and an education center. So half of what we do, we rescue thousands of farmed animals every year, but it is crucial that we use the sanctuary. We use, quote-unquote, the animals to educate desensitize the public. So when people come here to the sanctuary, we'd like them to get, you know, nose to snout with a pig, you know, pet the cow, visit the chickens, and learn about their natural behavior. Learn about that they've got individual personalities. They know their names. And then educate them about farming practices. People, until they understand from where their food comes, they're just not able to make educated food choices.
Right, right. And I see you have two facilities, like you just mentioned, a sanctuary and a ranch. What's the difference there?
Well, our main sanctuary, we're on 600 acres up here in the Sierra foothills in Grass Valley. And we have our Rescue Ranch program, which is in the greater Bay Area. And at that site is where we, interestingly, negotiate with farmers the release of primarily spent hens we're focusing in on. Those are hens raised in the egg laying industry. And, of course, probably one of the most abused farmed animals. And their laying cycle starts decreasing a bit when they become a year and a half and 2 years of age. At that point, they go to slaughter. These aren't breeds that are used for meat because they're bred to be high producers of eggs, so they tend to be very thin birds, and they just go right to slaughter. They're not even, you know, they're not used for anything, and so that gives us a little bit of an edge to negotiate with the farmers to release them to us. We pick them up, and we do rehabbing, and then we do some wonderful, wonderful adoptions, as well as chicken care classes.
And why don't you describe to my listeners your recent wonderful rescue of these more than, I think, 4,000 hens?
Yes, that was 4,460 to be exact. That is actually the largest farmed animal rescue ever undertaken in California and the second largest in the United States. We found out that down in the Central Valley in Turlock, there was a small battery cage operation, only 50,000 birds, and the person who was running them left them to starve to death. And it wasn't for 2 weeks before animal control heard of it. And by the time they went in, over 17,000 birds were already dead, many at death's door, but over 4,000 that were healthy enough that they allowed us to come in and take them. So we went down there, negotiated the release, because originally the California Food and Ag veterinarian, the poultry vet, did not want us to take the birds. They were just going to be killing them all. They were gassing them with carbon dioxide. But then once they learned of our program and who we were, they agreed to release them. So over a two-day period, we pulled out 4,460 birds. And that was one of the a day of celebration. A day of celebration that many lives we could save. So right now they're in our Rescue Ranch program in Vacaville. We're rehabbing them in another week or so. Many of them will be available for adoption.
And they're doing pretty well?
They're doing very well. We've lost a couple of hundred of them. But overall, considering the condition, you know, where when we receive them, yeah, they're doing well. And I can't tell you, Lori, it's the ultimate joy when you take these animals, particularly the birds raised in those horrendous cages for egg production.
Yeah.
You know, it's a cage, take your newspaper, and that's basically when it's folded in half, the floor space of those cages. And they put five, six, seven birds in those cages. They stack the cages on top of one another, so the feces falls down on the birds below.
Yeah.
They're inside.
Kim, we got to run to a commercial break. Yeah, the horrors of factory farming, I'll tell you. You're listening to Animals Today. I'm interviewing Kim Sterlaw, who is the co-founder and director of Animal Play, so don't go away.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually in the U.S. On average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
If you're watching your wallet like most of us, then here's a family vacation offer from Caribbean Cruise Line. Imagine your family on a luxurious vacation to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Now imagine getting this amazing vacation deal for only $59 per person. This cruise has a full retail value of $500, and it's yours for just $59. We guarantee your family will love this vacation offer, and you'll love the price at just $59 per person for a $500 all-inclusive cruise to the Bahamas. Call right now. Book your cruise vacation. Space is limited. Call 800-364-3105. 800-364-3105. 800-364-3105. 800-364-3105.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to Kim Sterlaw with Animal Place. Kim, just before the break, you were talking about the horrors of these the factory farms and how these hens are treated and how they're kept in these tightly packed small battery cages, one on top of each other, pooping on each other, don't have room to move around or spread their wings or anything. Kim, when people visit your sanctuary and the rescue ranch, do you get a feeling they know the horrors of how these animals are raised and treated, or do you try to teach them that when they come?
You know, absolutely, Lori, they do not, and because all these you know, these farms are in, are they're cut off from the public. The public doesn't have the opportunity to get inside a dairy, to get inside a, you know, an egg operation, to get inside a hog operation. So they are, they're shocked when they learn how these animals are raised.
Yeah. And Kim, you spoke about this earlier on, but can you briefly talk about the messages you provide to children, say, for instance, a class of children from a middle school? How graphic do you get with them regarding where their meat and dairy is produced? Are the kids open-minded to your message?
I think at the sanctuary site, children and adults are more open to the message, and they can see firsthand. I think perhaps they're, since they can see the happy animal that was rescued, they're more in a receptive mode to learn about how animals are raised. Children, we don't get real graphic, but we talk about, you know, what it would be like if they lived inside a closet their whole life, you know, to
right.
try to illustrate the extreme confinement these animals endure. More importantly, I like people to connect with the individual animals. Once they see that Howie the cow knows his name and, you know, comes over to them and enjoys a back scratch and enjoys an apple that the children feed, then when they're able to connect with that animal individually and see that they have a personality, that they're really not all that much different how they respond from your dog or your cat, then
right.
from that, empathy develops, compassion, an understanding. And, of course, what we're ultimately hoping for is a behavioral change, that all our education will impact people's dietary habits.
Right. Do you ever encounter backlash from parents? I mean, I can imagine that at least once in a while a student may go home and say that they don't want to eat their meatloaf their mother prepared or their chicken nuggets.
Surprisingly not, because I think people understand that when they come here. We want them to come and picnic here, to make a day of it, but we do not allow any animal products on the sanctuary grounds, and we have a large sign stating so, and the pre-tour information we send out informs them of that. So I find, you know, interestingly, that people are very respectful of the philosophy that drives the organization.
And I just think this program, one of the programs you have, is so incredible. You have a program called Food for Thought. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's a program very dear to my heart since I spent so many years working in an animal shelter. Food for Thought simply is an outreach to SPCAs and humane societies, encouraging them to adopt a vegetarian policy. I'm not saying what individual employees should be eating or not eating, but we're saying when an SPCA has a fundraising event, for example, that they not fry cows on the grill as they're trying to raise money for cats. They don't serve hot dogs when they're trying to, you know, help the dogs there at the sanctuary that are at their shelter. That it seems a bit hypocritical that their concern is only for quote-unquote companion animals, and then it stops when we look at animals raised for food production. They are such at a prime position. They have such a this golden opportunity to very subtly educate their own donors, their own supporters about farmed animals. And
And we can't agree more, Kim. It's so inconsistent. It's so inconsistent with their stated mission. A lot of these
yes.
places, you look at their website, and in their stated mission, it says having respect for all animals. So
exactly.
Now, you also have a program that, I guess it's an internship program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a residential internship program here at the sanctuary that we're actually greatly expanding in spring. And people who have a real interest in just living on the farm for a month or two, learning everything they can about animal care, interested in becoming more of an animal advocate. How can they do that? So they live here, and they work side by side with the animal care staff. If they have a real interest in horticulture, they'll work side by side with our horticulturists. We have a veganic, organic garden, and also as well as with our education program. So they learn all the workings of the sanctuary, and their emphasis is directed toward what it is, be it humane education, animal care, or horticulture.
Oh, so great. And Kim, you have a program called 5-H, Head, Heart, Hands, Health, and Humane Choices. Tell us about that.
Well, our 5-H program, you know, I tell you, I used to be an educator and then moved into humane education. I think one of the programs out there that I find just the most horrific is Future Farmers of America and 4-H, because they're teaching children how to raise animals. They want them to connect with that pig that they get as a youngster. And then, the child lives with that pig for months and months, and only to find out how much they can sell that pig per pound at the county or state fair. And I think it's the antithesis of everything we try doing. I think if there's one quality we want to drive into children, it's empathy. And here it's just this process to desensitize the children early on. And so we have had that offer out for children for years. Should you come to the fair and you just cannot part with Bessie the cow or, you know, Petunia the pig, and promise you'll never do another 4-H program, we will take that animal into our sanctuary. 4-H is a program that just needs to stop. It's in our school system. They actually slaughter animals in many of our high schools in California. It's absolutely a horrific program.
Yeah, and it's just amazing that still exists in our programs. That really teaches kids where our food comes from. I mean, it doesn't really teach any empathy at all.
It teaches really nothing. And that's a program, Future Farmers of America, that is federal, state, and district funded. That is in our school system. And my gosh, if they're going to be teaching a kid how to slaughter a cow or a pig, I would like some equal time talking to children about animal behavior and give a little bit of equal time to how to sensitize them to these animals.
Right, right. Kim, we only have a few seconds left. Tell my listeners, how can they find more about your wonderful organization and your sanctuary there?
Well, let me give our phone number and our website. Our website is simply animalplace.org. That's animalplace.org. And our phone number is 530-477-1757. And I encourage all your listeners, if you're up in the gold country, Sierra Foothills, please come and visit us.
Yeah, Peter and I are going to come visit you, Kim. You're wonderful. Your organization is wonderful. Visit them, animalplace.org. This is Kim Sterlaw. She's the co-founder and director of this. And just great work, Kim. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EB's sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs at their best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I'm Bill Averbeck, Associate Vice President of Marketing at Santa Fe Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to Animals Today. We are pleased to now welcome Dr. John Pippin, who is Director of Academic Affairs for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and works to replace the use of animals in medical and drug research, medical education, and the training of physicians, nurses, and other medical professionals. There's a strong belief in the general public as well as the scientific community that chimpanzees, because they are so similar to human beings genetically, are good scientific models for human disease and drug studies for human conditions. Dr. Pippin has vigorously argued against this, as I am sure we will hear in just a moment. And of course, the ongoing cruelty which we inflict upon approximately 1,000 captive chimpanzees continues every day and even today. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Laurie. It's always great to speak with your audience.
John, a few years ago, you were on the show, and we discussed the Great Ape Protection Act. What became of the Great Ape Protection Act? Because I know you are now supporting a bill that sounds pretty similar.
Yes, the Great Ape Protection Act was originally introduced in the 110th Congress. That's two Congresses ago. And it did not get enough support in the relevant committee to ever even have committee hearings. So it died in the 110th Congress. It was reintroduced last year in the 111th Congress, and same thing, it did not get out of committee. It was reworked a bit this year for the 112th Congress, and the difference is it's now called the Grade 8 Protection and Cost Savings Act. And as all your listeners know, I'm sure, there's great attention to cost and expenses and taxes and where money comes from in Congress now. So when you can show, in addition to good science and good ethics, that you can save money with this bill, approximately $30 million a year, over 10 years, $300 million, by implementing the things that are in this bill, that helps you gain support. The other thing that has really launched it this year to the point where it now has a committee hearing set for either next week or the week after, we're not sure, is that now the science has just raced ahead, and we have the recent Institute of Medicine report that actually supports the contention that it is not necessary to use chimpanzees in medical research. So things are coming together in a much better way than they did previously when the bill was introduced.
Great. And briefly, tell us, what are its provisions?
Well, there are a few things that are the essentials of the act. It would phase out over a three-year period all invasive research on chimpanzees, which basically means anything other than observational behavior research, all of which or most of which can be done in their normal wild environment. So it would eliminate invasive laboratory-type research using chimpanzees. It would prohibit any housing conditions that were not sufficiently replicative of their situation in the wild. It would retire all 500-plus federally owned chimpanzees to sanctuaries where they would be protected from use in research, and would prohibit the breeding of chimpanzees, both federally owned and private, for research purposes. So it would essentially end over a three-year period, but probably due to the way these protocols are structured earlier than that, it would end the use of chimpanzees in the traditional kind of research that we're familiar with. It would retire them to sanctuary, would also very likely put private chimpanzee research out of business, because much of that also depends on funds and facilities provided by the National Institutes of Health. So what is most exciting about this, I think, is not only is it much further along than it was before, but if implemented in its entirety, it would be the first very large step toward the end of chimpanzee research in the U.S.
Oh, what a great thing. John, most people would agree that chimps who are experimental subjects have very bleak, stressful, painful lives, but many people also argue such experimentation is a necessary evil, that we learn valuable information that saves the lives of people. How do you respond to those arguments?
Well, it's easy to respond to those arguments. It's nonsense. That is a viewpoint that has been preached from the bully pulpit by researchers and all of the different elements of the research enterprise, from universities to funding agencies to laboratories and so on, without proof. And when you actually look at the evidence, the things they claim the chimpanzees are important for, to produce vaccines for malaria, to produce drugs and vaccines for hepatitis, to develop monoclonal antibodies, to study cancer, to test drugs, to do neurology research, it's all nonsense. The Institute of, and your listeners don't have to believe me, the Institute of Medicine released a report in December of 2011 where they basically tore down all of these claims. And in fact, by the end of the public hearings, the NIH was acknowledging that it is not necessary to use chimpanzees in all these areas. They held out in the area of developing a specific kind of vaccine for hepatitis C, but even that doesn't hold up to scrutiny. So I think the answer is that now, pardon the phrase, the cat is out of the bag, and all of the claims that researchers and the National Institutes of Health and universities have been making that chimpanzees are essential to advance these areas of medical research has been shown to be false.
Yeah. And some would say We share so many similar genes with chimps, so that makes them ideal models for human disease. And I know you can refute that. In addition, if they're the closest relative we have and they have this most similar genes and you can refute that, then why should we even experiment on animals that are more distant from us genetically?
Well, the whole animal experimentation enterprise is discredited. Really, and we are moving inexorably, I think, to the day when we will no longer be fooled into doing this kind of research. It is true that chimpanzees are our closest genetic relatives. We share about 98% of our genes, and in fact, chimpanzees are genetically closer to us than they are to the other great apes. So they are truly our closest relative. However, we have the gene that monkeys have to grow a tail, and yet we don't grow a tail. And the reason is because some of those 98% of genes that we share are turned on, turned off, affected by different things in our environment, the food we eat, our age, our gender, and so on, so that 98% sameness does not mean you're 98% the same down the road. Now, the way genes work is the genes are coded by RNA to produce proteins. It's not the genes that do the work of the body or that determine what you look like or how you respond to drugs and so on. It's the proteins produced by those genes. And in the process of converting those genes to the proteins, that 98% sameness between chimpanzees and humans decreases to about 20%. Our proteins that are produced by those genes are only the same in about 20% of cases. This explains from the genetics point of view why chimpanzees are such poor models for human diseases.
Yes, and you also explain it very well, as you just did now. In the last time I interviewed with you when you were on my show, August of 2010. So if my listeners want to listen to that interview, Dr. Pippin really explains how most of these genes that are turned on in one species are not on in the other species, so why they do make poor models for human disease. Dr. Pippin, who supports what you call GAPCSA, which is the Great Ape Protection and Cost Savings Act, and what can my listeners do?
Well, it's supported by organizations like PCRM, other advocacy organizations, have lined up in support of it, and all are working on Capitol Hill to help get this through. Right now, there are 162 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. There are 15 co-sponsors in the Senate. And the more co-sponsors you can have before the bill comes out of committee onto the House and Senate floors, the greater the likelihood is that you can gather the votes necessary to get it passed. So what your listeners can do is they can contact their member of the House of Representatives and their two state senators if they have not already signed on to be co-sponsors and urge them to co-sponsor the Great Ape Protection Cost Savings Act. Tell them that you want chimpanzees removed from invasive research, and you can find out how to identify your representatives and senators and whether they have already signed up to co-sponsor the bill by going to PCRM's website, which is www.pcrm.org/research. Now, if you don't remember the research part, that's okay. You get on the home page, you go to the Great Ape Protection and Cost Savings Act.
Dr. John Pippin, thank you so much for being on Animals Today.
Thank you.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
If you're watching your wallet like most of us, then here's a family vacation offer from Caribbean Cruise Line. Imagine your family on a luxurious vacation to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Now imagine getting this amazing vacation deal for only $59 per person. This cruise has a full retail value of $500, and it's yours for just $59. We guarantee your family will love this vacation offer, and you'll love the price at just $59 per person for a $500 all-inclusive cruise to the Bahamas. Call right now. Book your cruise vacation. Space is limited. Call 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Called Chicken Strut.
That's right. That's chicken struck by the meters.
Okay, I didn't know that. I just
John, let it play a little bit, John. Go. Chicken
okay.
Strut by the meters.
Okay, this is an animal show, Animals Today, and you're listening to Dr. Lori Kirsten with Dr. Peter Spiegel going through the news now. Hey, Peter.
How are you doing?
Good.
Great video posted from Steve Hindy from Shark.
Yeah.
You know, he's been watching those canned pigeon shoot operations.
Oh, it's so horrible.
And there's this one particular shooting preserve called Broxton Bridge Plantation, and this is what he did was get this little mini helicopter with a camera on it to overfly this canned pigeon shoot, and it's like a $10,000 device. It's really high tech. I want one actually. When you go see his little video, it's pretty cool. But as it got up there, the shooter started shooting his helicopter. And they
really,
yeah, they forced it down. It didn't crash, but he was able to coax it down, and then showed video of one of the broken blades and about a $300 worth of damage. He tried to find out who was shooting at it, but of course they scatter. They're cowards.
Holy cow!
Yeah, but it looks like a nice technique to employ, and you can actually get live video from this helicopter. They didn't show much of that, but so we'll see where that goes. He's determined to end this canned pigeon shootings, which are just complete spectacles, have nothing to do with hunting, but yet the hunters sort of are backing it.
Yeah, they release hundreds of birds, right?
Well,
all at once.
Well, many birds at once at close range. You can blast away at them. It's just completely ridiculous.
What kind of sport is that?
Yeah, it is. It's not really
a
sport.
Okay, so do you think, similar to Iowa, which just passed that law banning the video documentation of the cruel treatment of animals in factory farms, do you think this is going to be similar to follow?
Well, I don't think there's enough industry support of canned shooting hunts to get legislation passed to oppose a guy with a mini helicopter.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But I just want to tell you, I want a little mini helicopter.
Okay.
Just so you know. And you can, anytime.
No, we'll have Steve do it.
A little update regarding the HBO show called Luck. We talked about this about a month ago. This is a television show talking about the horse racing industry, right? And remember that a couple of horses died on the set. And we spoke about the role of American Humane Association, and they are the group that certifies no animals were harmed during the making of this production. They were unable to give that certification when these animals, these horses, were forced to be euthanized. And they, in a press release and on their website, said that they are going to employ stricter guidelines and provisions to make sure this didn't happen again. Well, it happened again.
Oh, no.
Yes, and a third animal died while working on the show just the other day. This horse was euthanized. It reared, fell backward, hit its head, and was forced to be euthanized. And
so now what do they say?
Well, what do you say after that? More restrictions. I mean, that they have a real quandary now because they've got this, this show, which features, you know, Dustin Hoffman and Nick Nolte centered around thoroughbred racing, and yet three horses have died so far.
Okay, so Peter, when they usually say no animals were harmed during the making of the movie, when animals are harmed, in this case three horses,
yeah,
two different instances where they had to be euthanized, do they now have to claim? They don't have to claim anything. What they should have to do,
yes,
is claim, we cannot claim that
That's
animals
right.
were harmed during the making of this movie.
That's right.
They should have to specify that so people know, right?
How about three horses were killed during the making of this?
Yeah, I'd like that even more, but that's never going to happen. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's really a sad, tragic thing.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know when number four comes along, because it's bound to happen. How do you avoid it?
Well, I want to know what's going to be done, what they're planning to do, and who's going to enforce something on this.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
In Colorado, a Boulder High School senior did a silly thing, and he wanted to take his rescue cat Stella for a jog. So the cat was not hurt. I'll just tell you from the start so we can continue this story. But
okay.
he likes to jog around this park in Lafayette, Colorado, and it was sort of hot. And he says the cat ran about 45% of the way and then started panting. So he had this cat on a leash and tethered it and just sort of tied her up and then continued his run. Well, while he was gone, a bunch of crows started crowing at the cat, and animal control was called. And the boy, the young guy was 19-year-old, the man, was reprimanded, and they're considering filing animal cruelty charges
Good.
Against him.
Good.
For tethering his cat, because you're not supposed to tether an animal there.
Oh, well, the guy sounds now, like an idiot.
What now, who goes jogging with their
I
cat?
I know!
I mean, I know some people walk their cat. Some cats... I mean, we're sort of into keep your cat indoors, right? But some people will put their cat on a leash. Some cats actually like it. Most don't. Occasionally you get a cat who likes to walk on a leash, right?
Right.
So you get a responsible guardian, cat on a leash, it could be okay.
Yeah, but
then you don't go jogging.
And then tie your cat to a tree where
yeah.
other animals, predators, dogs can just... I mean, what? Okay. Can't finish that sentence.
And then a recent discovery about cancer in dogs, which may help the dogs and help people, and that is an Epstein-Barr-like virus may cause lymphoma in dogs. Previously, this was not known. It was thought to be only a human thing, but researchers at University of Pennsylvania Veterinary Medicine School discovered that a lot of dog lymphomas might be due to Epstein-Barr virus. Mm. So that might lead to better treatments for dogs and people.
Good.
Okay.
And no dogs were harmed in the making of that result.
That's right.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you for joining us here on Animals Today. Thank you, Peter. This is Dr. Lori Kirschner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.com.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell. Middle East correspondent Mark Levy reports there's been another homicide bombing in Syria, leaving two people dead.
The suicide bombing in Aleppo makes three suicide bombings in 2 days. It shows how violent the Syrian uprising is becoming. A year ago it started with peaceful demonstrations. Now it could be heading toward a civil war.
Correspondent Julie Walker brings us this report on protester arrests in the park where the so-called Occupy movement began.
Hundreds of protesters had returned to Zuccotti Park near Wall Street on Saturday to mark the 6th anniversary of the movement with a march and rally. When police announced around 11:30 at night that the park was closed, some of the demonstrators sat down and locked arms. That's when cops poured into the park surrounding the protesters. Police say in all, 73 people were arrested over the course of the day, most of them in the night raid.
You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Hey there.